Franklin Borough in Sussex County, along with Linden in Union County, made an exclusive list. Only 23 made this list. No, it's not a good list. It's a list about toxic gas that comes from a chemical used to sterilize medical equipment that's, well, strangely enough, also sometimes used to pasteurize spices. This comes from the EPA. They're warning that ETO Sterilization Incorporated, which is on Brunswick Avenue in Linden, as well as Cosmed Group Incorporated, that's on Park Drive in Franklin Borough. And this is the Franklin in Northwest New Jersey. Franklin Borough, you might be thinking of Franklin Township, which is further be southeast, right? Yeah. Anyway, this all revolves around these two locations and 21 others, which I'll give the full list in a moment if you're listening on the stream outside of New Jersey. This is revolving around the emission of enough of a gas to cause long-term health impacts, including cancer under extreme exposure. Ethylene oxide is what it's called, or if you want to not twist your tongue around, ETO. Now, the EPA is saying if you're a resident at these locations, you don't need to panic. A report which states these are not short-term health risks coming from these facilities. It's an estimated risk at a worst-case scenario, I guess would be the term, assuming that a person stays in the highest risk area for 24 hours a day continuously for 70 years. The EPA is working with the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection, the factories, the towns to address the risk, reduce the emissions. Would hope this made the things to-do list long before this, but such as it is, officials will also host community events in both Linden and Franklin Borough, dates to be determined, as well as the other locations throughout the country. It's most likely going to be held in September. Cosmed Group issued a statement. I'll read part of it here. EPA recently released information about ethylene oxide sterilization facilities across the U.S., including Cosmed Group's processing facilities in New Jersey. We understand EPA stated that emissions of ethylene oxide from Cosmed's facilities may pose a long-term health risk to the community. Okay, sounds like they're recognizing the issue here. That sounds like a positive, right? Statement continues. We believe EPA's risk analysis are flawed and are based on inaccurate information and erroneous assumptions. As a result, we believe EPA has overstated any risks associated with these facilities. Cosmed has been using ethylene oxide safely for over 30 years to sterilize medical devices and, again, pasteurized spices. Makes you wonder about that garlic salt now, doesn't it? Going back to the statement, Cosmed operates in compliance with all state and federal laws, and any ethylene oxide emissions are fully permitted by the states in which we operate. In other words, it's not our fault. The state let us. EPA has set up a website, one of those normally excessively long URLs. We put a link up on our homepage. It has more info from the EPA about all of this, plus links to web pages for each of the 23 communities on the list. We'll have details about how each of them are dealing with this matter. So here are the 23 locations in alphabetical order by state. Lakewood, Colorado, Groveland, Florida, Taunton, Massachusetts, Hanover, Maryland, Jessup, Maryland, Salisbury, Maryland, Jackson, Missouri, Columbus, Nebraska, and mentioned already, Franklin, Borough, New Jersey, Linden, New Jersey, Ardmore, Oklahoma, Erie, Pennsylvania, hope I'm pronouncing this right, Zelenople, Pennsylvania, they're four in Puerto Rico, Anesco, Ferrado, Salinas, and Villaba. Over in Tennessee, there's New Tazewell, Memphis. In Texas, there's Athens, Laredo, Sandy, Utah, and Richmond, Virginia.